the plane seems to be moving, but only into the hangar there in Los Angeles.
Lisa Lang and Yuna Lee have landed in Burbank, California. We're looking at the plane right now on the television screen. They are here with President Bill Clinton, who miraculously rescued them from North Korea. So, John, this week
miraculously?
Seems miraculous. Well, maybe not so much.
Diplo miraculously.
Right. Yeah. This week seems to have been the Bill and Hillary diplomatic show.
Yeah.
Here's Hillary Clinton speaking from Africa before her husband and the two journalists landed just now.
I was very pleased to get the news that my husband's plane had taken off from Pyongyang with the two young women on board. They are on their way to California, where they will be reunited with their families.
So that's Laura Ling and Yuna Lee, who are back here home safely in Los Angeles. We have in our studio Michael Crowley, a senior editor at The New Republic. Let's talk about the politics of the Clintons and their diplomacy. Is this genius on Obama's part to bring them in close?
Well, I think so. You know, when he first brought Hillary into his cabinet, which was a big surprise, I think it was the old adage, keep your friends close and your enemies closer. I mean, I think there was a kind of a genius in bringing Hillary into the fold so that she wasn't outside the tent causing trouble. And the addition of Bill now in this role, I think that worked out so well. Shows that this relationship has worked out a lot better than I think a lot of people would have predicted. People talked about this team of rivals, and Obama and Hillary were going to have this friction that might, you know, cause creative tension. In fact, they've worked very well together.
Well, wait a minute. Keep your political enemy, Hillary Clinton, close, and you get one more enemy, Bill Clinton.
Two for the price of one.
Two for one enemies.
Well, yes, although I think that the rivalry between Obama and Bill Clinton has really subsided. I do think that Obama and Hillary had a respect for one another as rivals who kind of were up on those debate stages 100 times during the campaign. Bill, the relationship was different. They didn't have as much personal contact, and I think Obama resented some of the things Bill said on the trail. But I think this is a sign maybe that bygones are bygones and they can all work together very productively, which is a good thing for the country.
So we see Hillary playing the good foot soldier on the public stage. You're saying this is happening behind the scenes as well?
Yeah, you know, I spent a lot of time for the last story in our current issue of the New Republic about the Obama foreign policy team. Of course, they have an interest in saying this, but I really do believe it when they say that things have worked out very well. The press is very eager to write stories about rifts between Obama and Hillary and friction and tension. I think it's been overstated. I think that there's a kind of a psychodrama that will never go away, that Obama kind of knew.
We're talking about the Clintons,
You're talking about the Clintons, and you're talking about this incredible campaign that captivated us. Obama had to know he was getting into that when he picked Hillary, but by and large, it's worked well.
Well, so what does Bill Clinton have to not say to stop the psychodrama? And he can't be going, well, I think, you know, Barack Obama should just go up to Camp David and we'll take care of it, me and Hillary. You know, can't be saying that.
Right. No, I mean, you know, you may remember a few months ago he gave Obama some advice and said, you know, I'd like to see him be more optimistic. You know, and actually I thought it was great advice, but they don't want him coaching from the sidelines. I think this is perfect. Let him go and be a diplomat. Just don't think out loud with the media. And one key point, I think that Bill must love this because he had an amazing reputation as a world statesman, kind of a man who was above the fray of politics when he left office, and he was dragged back down during the campaign. A lot of Democrats were very upset with the way he handled himself. He had those tirades that were belittled his own reputation, and now he's kind of back in that role of global statesman, which is where I think he wants to be.
So you're saying that this is an opportunity for him to burnish his image. I mean, there was also that pretty shocking Vanity Fair profile by Todd Purdom.
Yes, he had a very bad run of it during the campaign. His reputation took a big hit. He had a great reputation, and I think this is a kind of rehabilitation. It's not the most important thing. The most important thing is freeing these prisoners and getting North Korea ultimately to disarm, but rehabilitating.
Here they come. They're out of the plane.
They're cheering. Their arms are up, and holding hand to the chest. and crying. It's a very, very emotional scene.
Well, Bill Clinton is definitely back in the spotlight to create a scene like that. Michael Crowley, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Michael Crowley is a senior writer for The New Republic, and his last piece was The Decider about the Obama foreign policy team. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you.